Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Constitution provides that the federal government shall protect each of the states against invasion. But unfortunately, our government is doing very little to protect Americans against the millions of aliens who enter our country illegally every year. The president's new budget calls for only 210 additional Border Patrol agents instead of the 2,000 that Congress authorized. Since 1986, federal law has made it a crime for employers to hire illegal aliens, and President Ronald Reagan called the penalties for violations the keystone of the law. But no administration has shown any willingness to enforce that law. A recent study by the Wall Street firm of Bear Stearns estimates that the underground economy is costing America $400 billion a year in lost taxes. We are all paying more taxes because so many are evading paying their taxes altogether. Of course, not all of those avoiding taxes in the underground economy are illegal aliens, but you can bet that a large percentage are. When businesses operate in the underground economy, that means the employers pay low cash wages, no overtime, no benefits, and no taxes. Businessmen who don't go along with this under-the-table racket are at a 20% disadvantage with their competitors. California estimates that that state loses $7 billion a year in unpaid taxes because of the underground economy. When is our government going to enforce our laws against illegal entry into our country and against employers who illegally evade taxes that honest Americans must pay? Our government has admitted that it isn't deporting 80,000 criminal illegal aliens because it can't find them. If our government can track and locate one case of mad cow disease from Canada out of millions of cows, why can't Homeland Security faithfully execute our laws and deport 80,000 criminals?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Cardivite.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he's objective, he objects to everything, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we had an article written by Jim Beards, and it's Beards, not Beards, isn't it? Beards, yeah. Somebody typed this. Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. This didn't come across the internet like this. This was in the form of an email to me, and the gentleman didn't quite understand how Jim spells his name. It's Beers, B-E-E-R-S, just like in Budweiser, all right? Anyhow, the emailer said to the emailee, who is me, Dear Derry, I thoroughly enjoyed your show today. Actually, enjoyed is not the word for it, since the information presented only enrages me regarding the stupidity of my fellow Americans. I live in a rural Texas county, population around 5,000. Most of the residents depend upon agriculture, cattle, goats, and leases for deer hunting. Unfortunately, very few are aware are receptive to information regarding the threat our state and national leaders pose to their livelihood concerning our water and property rights. They think that George W. will watch out for them. I actively worked for 10 years in the Texas Republican Party. What I learned is that there is not a nickel's difference between the leaders at the national level, between the Republicans and the Democrats. The rhetoric is different, but the goal is the same: intrusive government, loss of national sovereignty, globalism, and the New World Order. Unfortunately, most of the politicians don't see what they're involved in. Please send me the web address and email with Jim, Jim Beers' article, which you discussed on today's show. I plan on forwarding it to a few of my blind Republican friends. Thanks for the great work you and your staff are trying to do. And Beth is a jewel. And I know Beth is a jewel. I mean, I'd like to have a pair of them just like her. We could use another one. But anyway, we agree on that. Then I received another email from respectively Mike. Hi, Derry, long-time listener here. Just would like to commend you on your ongoing commentary and exposure of the heinous Patriot Act to the listening audience. This act is surely bringing down our way of life and making things easier for the one-world socialistic bunch. As with most government edicts, the Patriot Act is in the Orwellian doublespeak, much akin to lofty-sounding things like the war on drugs, the war on poverty. Have these declared wars ever proven to have any sort of victory? I don't think so. Poverty and unemployment are rising, and there are more drugs on the street than ever. Along this line of thinking, the Patriot Act only succeeds to destroy our freedoms. After all, who is legislating away our freedoms? Is it Osama bin Laden? Are the alleged hijackers with the infamous box cutters? No, it is our government and elected officials putting it to us. My own city has officially denounced the Patriot Act, and I have heard it is but one of thousands who have done the same. Please keep up the exposure, and perhaps the rest of the population will wake up and declare ourselves a free nation, and to hell with the New World Order, respectively, Mike. Anyhow, I thought I would share that with you, because there are other folks out there, believe it or not, that agree with what I have to say. I know they're few and they're far between, but they are out there, and we are beginning to make a difference. Used to, when I was a little kid, as I've said many, many times, I always hung around older people, and I loved horse traders and people. And back in those days, there were horse traders, believe it or not. And this one old gentleman said, "Derry, it doesn't make any difference how you trade as long as you draw the difference. Always have to draw the difference. You know, you might have a $100 horse, and you might trade him for a $200 horse, but it's up to you to draw the difference. You get more money on the trade." Anyhow, it's something that our trading partners that set us up here in the United States, these world trade organizations, our leaders never have figured out. You got to draw the difference. Okay, so much for the difference. Oil and gas prices raced to a new all-time peak on Monday. That was yesterday. U.S. light crude hit a record. $57.79 a barrel. It surpassed Friday's high of $57.90. Up she goes. Okay, gasoline futures struck a new all-time high Monday. Now, this is on the entire nation's average, $1.7380. In other words, about $1.74 a gallon. Is gas high? Well, you know, I think so. Compared to what, though? And I have kind of an interesting thing here. Someone figured this all out. And some of the comparisons really aren't that good, because they're comparing apples to oranges, or they're comparing gasoline to brake fluid, which doesn't work. But I compare it to Diet Coke. I have a Diet Coke sitting here on my desk. It's a half a liter bottle. It's not a bottle. It's a plastic container. It's 16.9 fluid ounces, and if you buy that thing at a Quick Stop, it costs you $1.25. Okay, if you compare that to the price of gasoline, that Diet Coke cost about $10.30 a gallon. Now, I've got to have gasoline. I don't need this stuff. But I just brought it in here just to prove to you that gasoline's only high compared to what? Compare gasoline to Gatorade. 20 ounces of Gatorade cost $1.59. That'd make gasoline at $10.17. That would make Gatorade at $10.17 a gallon. Ocean Spray at $1.25 for 16 ounces makes Gatorade $10 a gallon. Then they compare it to brake fluid. Well, I don't think that's a good comparison, but brake fluid, $3.15 for 12 ounces, would make brake fluid at $33.60 a gallon. But I'll bet you'd buy a gallon of brake fluid for a lot less than that when you start buying stuff in bigger amounts. Anyway, Pepto-Bismol is $123 a gallon. Whiteout is $25.42 a gallon. Scope is $84.48 a gallon. And you can buy water as high as 21.19 cents a gallon if you give $1.49 for one of those little 9-ounce bottles of the pure stuff that runs out of the Canadian Rockies.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the David Goodalive. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned talking about this oil situation. I'm looking at a Greeny Weeny release here. Concerning Arctic drilling, included in the budget bill. Arctic Quest author calls refuge more threatened than ever. Now, there's oil up there in them there hills. No, it was gold that was in them there hills, wasn't it? Anyway, but there is oil up there. And here's this article now. Remember where this is coming from. This is coming from some of the green organizations. After 80 years of intensive struggle to protect the fragile Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain, with drilling included, the drilling is now included in the current budget bill pending before Congress. The article goes on. There's 100 million acres. 100 million acres. Still fully wild and free, where 150,000 caribou and some of the last indigenous people still live there as they always have. But the heart of this great ecosystem, the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, also has, get this, a little bit of oil. Just a itty-weedy, teeny-weedy bit of oil. It is the last 5% of unharmed North Slope of Alaska. The oil companies already have 95% of Alaska's coastal plain, but now they want to destroy this last 5%, the place where all the caribou come to raise their calves. Now, I don't know what you know about caribou, but caribou are reindeer. You know, you can hitch reindeer up to a sleigh and drive them. You say, oh, you believe in Santa Claus. I don't believe in Santa Claus. But I know you can hitch reindeer up to a sleigh and drive them. They do not fly from housetop to housetop. None of them have a little red nose that goes blink, blink, blink when you get into a fog. But my son spent almost a year, and he was there in the winter time in Norway. Where was he? Finland. He was in Finland. And they raise caribou there. The same kind of caribou that we have on the North Slope of Alaska. And they work them. They hitch them up. They have caribou races. They get behind them with skis. And they race them on frozen ponds. I have at home several caribou hides that John sent home. You know, they're tanned. They're very nice. The caribou, they don't make good rugs. You kind of, they're not good for anything but to hang on the wall because caribou hair is hollow. That gives it more insulation. And so if you use it like as a chair back or on a divan or something, those hollow hairs break off. They're not like fur. But anyway, caribou can live anywhere that there's people. So drilling isn't going to, in fact, you could hitch them up and make them pull drilling rigs. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We have returned. I really intend to talk more about this oil situation today, but since I mentioned the caribou herd up in Alaska, Rich wants to make some comments concerning caribou. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Derry. Hey, you know, what's even funnier is the very same thing was happening. Remember when they were drilling over in Prudhoe Bay and they were going to put the pipeline through? And the watermelon wackos were, oh, you're going to kill the caribou. They're going to be destroyed, decimated, wiped out, remember? And since then, it turns out the caribou really likes the pipeline.
Oh, they get up there and keep warm.
Yeah, their numbers have increased 3 and 4 times over what they were when they were going to be wiped out and killed and destroyed.
You know, here we go again. The majority of these people, and their intentions probably are good, but they lack so much common sense. They've never been around livestock. They've never been around animals. Like I mentioned, caribou, you domesticate caribou. They grow them in fact, John sent home videos that he took while he was over in, where did I say he was? I already forgot, Finland. Yeah, where they grow these caribous and how they handle them. You know, they've got sorting pens. They handle them just like we do cattle. I mean, they're not hard to handle at all. And we actually have pictures somewhere around here of caribou laying up on top of that pipe, that transatlantic pipe, because when it's real cold, that oil in there is warm, and it keeps that pipe warm. And they lay up there to, I guess, sun themselves or something. But anyway, hey, appreciate the call, Rich. I need to move on here because I have here in my hand, and some of you maybe already have this book. It's The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. He wrote this book first time back in 1980. I mean, that's when he actually wrote the book. And it was in its sixth printing in 1985. So a lot of them are out there. But Lindsay sent me a box. And Beth, who is a jewelry member, said we can put this in folks' in people's mailboxes for $5. So if you'd like a copy of this, now let me give you a little background on Lindsay Williams. He's been on the air with us. We're going to have him back on the air again in the near future. But Lindsay was an ordained Baptist minister. He went to Alaska in 1971 as a missionary. The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline began its construction phase in 1974, and he volunteered to serve as a chaplain on the pipeline. Because of the executive status that he had as chaplain, he was given access to other information. Some information that was actually vital to national security. Now, Lindsay writes this book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and he says there has never been an energy crisis except as it has been produced by the federal government for the purpose of controlling the American people. He says there's no need for America to go cold for gas to be rationed. Now, remember, this book was written in 1980, and we'd already been through the 70s there where we had the gas lines, etc. He says you've heard about the excessive profits made by the oil companies, but you haven't heard about the incredible regulations that forced the cost of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline up from a projected $2 billion to beyond $12 billion. He says, how much crude oil is under the North Slope of Alaska? Now, if you remember, I was reading this article, this Greeny article, the Arctic Quest author calls refuge more threatened than ever. And it goes on to say that, but the heart of this great ecosystem, the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, also has a little bit of oil. Now, that's not what Lindsay says here. He said, how much crude oil is there under the North Slope of Alaska? He says, from the seismographic work and the drillings we have already done, notice he says we. He was on the job, watch this. He said, there is as much oil under the North Slope of Alaska as there is in all Saudi Arabia. The federal government and the state government of Alaska has allowed only one pool of oil on the North Slope to be developed. The government has allowed us to develop only one 100-square-mile area of this vast North Slope. There are many, many 100-square-mile areas under the North Slope of Alaska which contain oil. The government has as its ultimate goal to nationalize the oil companies. Lindsay goes on to say there are so many laws already passed and regulations on the books that if the government decided to impose them all on us and enforce them, they could put us into bankruptcy within 6 months. He says the stakes are bigger than money. They involve power and domination, initially under the guise of government ownership and control of only the essential commodities and service, but then progressively beyond that. We call it socialism. The direction in which America is being led post-haste today. Now, let's realize that Lindsay wrote this back in 1980. It's been 25 years ago since he wrote this book. And at the time he wrote this book, people said, oh, that can't happen in America. Isn't what we're seeing here happening all over America, and not just all over America, but all over the world? Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
21st century has brought a shift from a stock-driven error to a new commodity-driven error. That's according to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and Swiss America. 4 years ago, Swiss America issued a simple 21st century investment commandment. Thou shalt diversify assets to include tangibles. Now, USA Today and the Journal agree. Bottom line, we need economic solutions for the 21st century. In their new report, Discover, the keys to diversification, Social Security reform, gold and silver market trends, and why liberalism is dying. I've read this report, and you should too, so call now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get this incredible, easy-to-understand report. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN to discover economic solutions.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Friends, I want to tell you about Steel Span Buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, Steel Span Buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, Steel Span Buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset-style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel-span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the trouble with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same size bucket. Brownfield!
And we're back. We're talking about the book, The Non-Energy Crisis, that Lindsay Williams wrote back in 1980. It was in its sixth printing in 1985. As I mentioned, Beth tells me we can put it in your mailbox, and really that just kind of covers shipping and handling for $5. Let me go on with what Lindsay is saying about this. He said in 1973 was the first time we were told there was really an energy crisis. The East Coast was used as a test for that energy crisis, and there were long lines of people waiting, burning fuel while they waited in line for gas that they couldn't get. He said the only reason there was an energy crisis is because one had been artificially produced. Now, the other day, I visited with Lindsay Williams. He called me on some other business, and we talked for a while. And I said, Lindsay, I said, we're waiting. We're wasting a beautiful program here. I said, would you mind letting me record some of this? And here's what Lindsay had to say. Now, remember, this is modern stuff. We just did this week or last week.
OPEC oil producers are at maximum output. They say that they cannot produce any more than what they are producing now without additional flow line pipes being built, additional wells being drilled, and additional tankers being built. It will require somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 years in order to do that. So that means that OPEC, Arab oil producers, cannot produce any more than what they're producing today.
Are they telling the truth, Lindsay?
Oh, positively. They're telling the truth. Many of the countries of the world are at maximum output because of China's additional use, America's gas-guzzling vehicles, and I do think that they're at maximum output, and I think they're desperate and don't know where to go.
All right, what's this leading to?
Well, this is leading to a number of things. Let me make one or two more statements here that likewise are affecting oil prices and will cause them to go to $3 to $4 per gallon in the very near future. Every oil refinery in the United States of America is operating at 100% capacity today. Diesel fuel is over $2.50 a gallon in Arizona. California premium fuel prices are over $3 per gallon. And then we turn around and have a refinery explosion in Texas. So I'm making the following statement. The standard currency of the world today is oil. Now give some real deep thought to this and mull it over in your mind for the next few days as you go about your everyday task. The standard currency of the world today is oil. It's not the dollar. It's not the euro. And you say, where are we going? With all of these factors as they are, we are positively headed to $3 a gallon at the gas pump in the very near future. Now, they are positively saying that we're in store in the very near future for $60 per barrel, maybe $70, and possibly even up to $80 on crude oil. This means that every person listening to this program today is going to be affected in a major way by what I'm calling the standard currency of the world, which is being denominated in oil. They want the price of crude oil to go up. They want the price of the gasoline at the gas pump to go to $3 to $4 a gallon. The name of the game is control. They've got to control our homes. They want to control us. They want to control how far you drive, what automobile you drive. And every bit of this is a part of the program. They don't dare open that up because they must keep us obligated to the Arabs, which are now at maximum output, in order to be able to take the price where the Bush dynasty wants it to go.
Who are you referring to when you say they? Because I don't think it's the Bush dynasty, because I think if Kerry was in the presidency right now, if he was in the White House, I think we'd be seeing exactly the same thing.
Yes, you're exactly right. We would. So it goes much deeper than that. Now, let's look at who makes the money off of the price of this gallon of gasoline. And by the way, the price of a gallon of gasoline at the gas pump is a form of taxation. Now, who does that tax go to? It doesn't go to the person that owns a gas station. They make a little bit, sure. And the refinery, yes, they make a small amount also. The Arabs, yeah, they get a little bit. It costs Saudi Arabia 30 cents a barrel. This is startling, I know. It costs Saudi Arabia 30 cents a barrel to get that oil out of the ground. On the north slope of Alaska, it costs $3 a barrel to actually extract that oil from the ground. Now, you say, who's making it then? The people who sit behind the computers in New York and London and tell OPEC and the other countries of the world what price they're going to give them for a barrel of oil per day. They are the ones that are making it. And if I could boil it down, where does that money go to? It basically winds up in the pockets of those who are controlling us, which is nothing more than the World Bank.
America is becoming a third world nation. Bunge's CEO was making $3 million, and then we have people that have minimum wage an hour jobs that can't even pay their gasoline and their rent. So they're in food lines.
They are changing the lifestyle of every home in America, whether it be the rich or the poor. It's going to affect the rich down the line. Right now, it's affecting the middle class. And they are changing intentionally our lifestyle in order to bring us in line with the other countries of the world. They're going to lower us to the standard of them, and it's done intentionally. Now, you cannot afford any longer to drive 1, 2, and 3 hours round trip to work every day. Can't do it.
Lindsay, what is their intention to make this country, to literally break this country? Why would a president of the United States, and I don't care whether he's Democrat, Republican, or whatever, why would anybody that is president of the United States even want to go along with this kind of foolishness?
The name of the game is control. It's not necessarily just money. It's control of people. It's control of population. It's control of a nation. Look at what they've done to every nation on the face of the earth. They're doing the same thing. I understand in France now they're paying $5 to $6 a gallon for gasoline, and gasoline is the standard currency of the world.
Now, that was Lindsay Williams, who has written the book, The Non-Energy Crisis. He wrote his Non-Energy Crisis back in the 1980, actually. Let me go on with a little more of what he had to say back in 1980. He said, as all companies were ordered by the Fed, we were talking about the only reason there was an energy crisis is because one had been artificially produced. He says, as oil companies were ordered by the federal government in 1973 to close down certain cross-country pipelines and to reduce the output of our refineries in certain strategic points of America for the purpose of creating an energy crisis, that really began the first of the control of the American people. Now, I don't remember who I was even talking with, because this was back in 1970, probably 73 or 4. But it was at the same time, remember when they said that oil couldn't be piped, that there was a problem with the oil, with the pipeline? And a rancher, I talked to a rancher, I don't remember where he was from, but he called me. We didn't have the talk show then, but I was doing agricultural programs all over the country. And he called me and said, Derry, he said, I've got this pipeline on my property. It comes right through my property. And he says, I kind of get to know these people. He said, they come out here and they check the pipeline. They run a pig through the pipeline. This is a thing that they run through there to clean it out or make it move. I don't know what it does. But anyway, he was talking about the pig that they put through the pipeline. And he said, I saw their truck out there and I just went out to visit. And I said, what are you guys doing? He says, we're shutting down this pipeline. He said they were actually closing down the pipeline. And this is at the time that on the East Coast you couldn't buy gasoline at a decent price. And he said, well, is there a problem with the pipeline? And the guy said, not to our knowledge. They just told us to tighten this valve and shut this pipeline down. This is exactly what Lindsay's saying. He says oil companies were ordered by the federal government in 73 to close down certain cross-country pipelines and to reduce output from their refineries. Also, he says, the Prudhoe Bay oil field. And remember, I was talking to you here earlier about what the Greeny Weenies are having to say about this Prudhoe Bay. They say, remember that we want to destroy the last 5% where the caribou come to raise their calves just to get a little bit of oil. And I hear this on the national news. They have been snollygostered into believing, or at least they're telling the people, that there's very little oil up there. Now, here's what Lindsay says. He says the Prudhoe Bay oil field is one of the richest oil fields on the face of the earth. He said it could flow for over 20 years without a pump, just through natural artesian pressure. Now, I hear music in the background. We're going to take a break. Our telephones are open. The number dialed is 1-800-973-3779. And by the way, if you'd just like to send a $5 bill, you can get the Energy Non-Crisis. Just send $5 to Energy Bill or Oil Energy Book. I'm sorry. The Energy Book, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalBenPureSoap.com.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. John in Tennessee. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Gary. You know, I was 18 years old in 1975. I took a job on a pipeline. And I knew then what Lindsay Williams is saying now, even as a young man. These people have tremendous power. I had enlisted in the Air Force, and the Alaskan Pipeline was under construction. The man that owned the company, Capcon International, a guy by the name of J.W. Hayes, told me point blank that he could get me out of the service if I would go to Alaska. I was 18. I was making $900 a week in 1975. He thought I was crazy because I chose to go into the military. Lindsay says that these people control the world, and I believe it. My uncle had been in pipelining for probably 40 years at that time. He told me in 1973 that the gas crisis was a bunch of hooey, that the intentions of the people that were running the oil industry in the States was to deplete the Middle East, keep our oil in where we had it, pump it when we need it. When the Middle East was empty, they wouldn't have any of our oil. And I believe it. Lindsay is on the money.
Did you, you were in Prudhoe Bay in that area in 1975?
No. Actually, I had an offer to go either to Peru or Prudhoe Bay, and I chose to stay in Maryland. I worked a pipeline in Maryland. That was the last major pipeline that's been built in this country. It's a 36-inch diameter. It was only 85 miles long, but I, as an 18-year-old, these people were pretty free-speaking around me, and I kept my ears open and my mouth shut and learned a lot.
Well, that's so interesting.
Lindsay is on the money. I really admire that man.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. By the way, as I mentioned earlier, we can put this non-energy crisis book in your mailbox for $5. Just send $5, check, cash, or money order to, and we're not going to go the credit card route on this one. The books are here, and we just mail them to you. Send it to the energy book, Centertown, Missouri, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. We have another caller there. Arthur in Kansas. Hi, Arthur. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. You need to talk to Lindsay's wife if you're still drinking Diet Coke. Just set you straight. About these gas prices, I think what they intend to do is raise our prices in line with European costs. And then they'll slap a U.N. or international tax on the whole world.
You may be right on the money.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about the fact that they're going to want to, they're going to bring us down to where we have a level playing field that they keep referring to.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Arthur. Let's take a break. This will be the final break of the hour, and we'll be back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Let's go to Bo in Nebraska. Hi, Bo. You're up next.
Well, hi, Derry. That Lindsay Roberts, he's hitting it right on the nose. There's a man named Greg Roberts, retired National Guard. He has two videos out, Sniper View, Terrorism, Foreign and Domestic, and he has the whole thing. It's all about control, just Manning Constitution, National ID, and police conversion, military police state check, citizen checkpoints, firearm registration, confiscation, citizen class, Rex 84, FEMA, red, green, and blue, elimination of travel. Food and fuel racing, the whole thing, and you just see all the control, and then you look at our bureaucrats, the senators and House of Representatives, no wonder they are. They're all members of the Bilderberger Trilateral, CFR, and Illuminati, which are all dark organizations of the One World Order. So you can throw them all in the same basket, and they're all working together against us.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. I'm going back to this Prudhoe Bay thing. Lindsay Williams tells us that the Prudhoe Bay oil field is one of the richest oil fields on the face of the earth. He said it could flow for over 20 years with natural artesian pressure. That means you wouldn't have to put a pump on it. In other words, the pressure under the ground will bring the oil out. He says oil will come out of the ground at 1,600 pounds pressure and at 135 degrees Fahrenheit. He says there's enough natural gas as distinct from oil to supply the entire United States of America for over 200 years. He said, This was during the first year and a half of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline that the oil companies were supposed to build a natural gas pipeline down the same corridor to supply natural gas to the lower 48. The natural gas was to have flowed from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez, being liquefied in Valdez and transported by tanker to California, Washington, and Oregon, and from there it was to have been distributed across the United States by pipeline. He said this was a plan that had been promoted, had been promised the oil companies when they first began the oil pipeline. Yet the media and the federal government were consistently and continually saying that there was an energy crisis. Now, the book contains a lot of other very, very interesting information. Let me just tell you a little bit about this. He said the caribou, the bear, the Arctic wolves had never seen man and had no fear of man. Almost every day you'd see a survey team sitting in one of the few trees while a bear or a wolf pack of wolves went by. He says the ground is known as permafrost. In the area of Prudhoe Bay, the ground is frozen from 1,900 to 2,100 feet down from the surface. Yet, to the depth at which the oil is produced, which is approximately 8,700 feet, the oil will come out of the ground at 135 degrees Fahrenheit. 2 million barrels of oil every 24 hours. This is all available for only one pool. There are many, many proven pools of oil in the North Slope. And then he talks about tropical forest. He said they were drilling, and I'm not going to have time to read this because I just have a minute left, but they were drilling, and when they got down to about 1,900 feet down from the surface, everywhere the oil companies drilled around this area, they discovered an ancient tropical forest. It was in frozen state, and he said there are palm trees, pine trees, and tropical foliage in great profusion. They found them lapped all over each other just as though they had fallen in that position. And he goes on to talk about how that very possibly was caused by the water that came up from the earth during Noah's flood. But anyway, he said one day he watched as a pine cone was brought up from a well. It was closed, and we put it in the office on the premises of Atlantic Richfield. We simply put it on the desk and left it. The next day we came back, the pine cone had opened up. Anyway, this is one of the few books that I have actually read. Page kiver to kiver. And we can put it in your mailbox for a $5 bill. Just send $5 check, cash, or money ordered to the Non-Energy Crisis book or the Energy book, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Got it? Get it. Good.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.